state of calamity is declared in the Philippines following two typhoons. A missionary in India survives a brutal attack, and believers are launching mobile clinics in a war zone. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. President Gloria Arroyo declared the Philippines a state of calamity. Residents reeling from Tropical Storm Quetzana braced when Typhoon Parma took aim. Parma's attack only aggravated Quetzana's damages. AMG International has 32 child care centers in the area. Roger Thomas with AMG says until damage assessments come in,
some of the centers are being used as temporary shelters where emergency food and clothing are being distributed. Food is the most important thing.
However, he says one of the most discouraging things is
our truck pulled up to one of our centers with a limited amount of relief. We didn't have enough to give to everybody.
AMG and other aid groups were caught off guard, and though resources are limited, they can still share the gospel.
Anytime you help somebody, whether it's a flood or a tsunami or an earthquake or whatever, they greatly appreciate what you've done for them, and they were willing to befriend you and listen to what you have to say.
Next, in India, a Gospel for Asia missionary is recovering after being attacked with an axe. A young man hacked the missionary after being influenced by anti-Christian extremists. GFA says the missionary was dealt several blows to the head and wasn't expected to live. Thankfully, he received successful surgery and is now recovering. Ask God to comfort this missionary's family and pray that his attacker would come to know Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Last week's earthquakes in Indonesia claimed the lives of hundreds of people, yet it's still unknown how many people in rural areas of the country have been affected. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Indonesia team got involved immediately, says regional manager Wally Wiley.
Within 24 hours, had a plane down in Padang with the OBI medical teams just to see how we can aid in that area.
While MAF was able to help initially, Wiley says they haven't had the demand for their services yet in this disaster.
Transportation systems seem to be up and running, and so there's a lot of commercial airlines putting on extra flights. So there seems to be no problem of getting people in and out of the earthquake area.
While MAF is waiting, Wiley is asking you to pray that
we would be sensitive to where God is leading us and putting us, that we would be able to be a transformational witness in those places that we serve.
Help MAF. We have a link at our website. Meanwhile, in northern Iraq, thousands of believers and Kurdish people have no access to medical care. Many live in poverty and are in poor health. Open Doors USA recently launched a mobile medical clinic in response to this great need. In remote villages, doctors and nurses provide medical care as well as spiritual healing. Bibles are provided to every patient. Open Doors also offers basic care, food, and trauma counseling in this region. Pray for this medical and spiritual ministry. And Wycliffe Bible translators are nearing the end of a Bible translation project in the central Andes region of Peru. Wycliffe's Ron Ryan spoke with us from a hillside village called Iwadi. The team's working to finish translation in five indigenous languages. Old Testament translation process will likely take another 5 years, but there's a problem.
There are very few that are literate. That's one of the parts of the Bible translation process, is to teach people to read and write.
Ryan says they're laying the groundwork for ministry in the outlying areas.
We use the audio presentations, sometimes on CDs, sometimes on cassettes, but especially on radio. And radio is one way to reach the people that live out in these rural areas.
Pray for the team. They need stamina and protection.
Men from five different languages come together to work on the same biblical passages. Today they're working on Psalm, and they'll work together for 3 weeks, then return to their communities and take that translated scripture out, read it, and test it. Let's see if it speaks clearly in the Quechua language, and then they'll eventually publish it. Meanwhile, some of that will be broadcast.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.